You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Rosendale Town Board members hope other state legislators support a resolution by Assemblyman Frank Scardatos that would give towns the same approval authority currently held by cities and villages. Quote, it's out of sync with municipal home rule in New York State, Councilperson Jennifer Metzger said. Quote, that authority should be extended to towns, and it's particularly important right now because there's a proposal to build a crude oil pipeline through our communities, she said. Quote, towns should have the same authority that villages and cities do. End quote. Rosendale is concerned about the proposed Pilgrim pipeline that would put two parallel pipelines between Albany and Linden, New Jersey, carrying unrefined crude south and refined fuel products north. The pipeline would largely shadow I-87, but has small detours near Athens and Catskill. Quote, it goes through the entire town from north to south, Metzger said. Quote, it's a significant length, and it's about as long as it could possibly be in the town because of the shape of the town, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. John Campbell in the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said February 2nd that President Trump's executive order on travel by some foreign nationals discriminates against Muslims and, quote, profoundly harms New York and its residents, end quote. Schneiderman has filed a motion in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn asking to join the American Civil Liberties Union's pending lawsuit that would overturn Trump's order. Currently, the judge has issued a stay against the order. Schneiderman's complaint says about 15,000 New York residents were born in the seven countries in Trump's order: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Quote, the executive order deprives New York residents and other individuals of their statutorily granted rights to live and work in the United States without providing them any notice or opportunity to be heard, end quote, says Schneiderman's motion. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Congressman John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, announced his subcommittee assignments February 2nd. Faso will be vice chairman of the Transportation Subcommittee on Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials. Faso also sits on the Subcommittee on Nutrition and the Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit. Previously, Faso was assigned to the House Committee on Agriculture, the House Committee on the Budget, and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Zach Faia reports in the Putnam Daily Voice that New York law enforcement are adding patrols and checkpoints for Super Bowl weekend. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the additional measures for Saturday, February 4th until 4 a.m. Monday, February 6th. Last year, state and local police arrested over 200 people for impaired driving and wrote more than 6,000 tickets over Super Bowl weekend. Read the full story in the Putnam Daily Voice. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.